Hello and welcome to iTricks Reviews, I'm Derek Merdinian, and right now we're going to take a look at Peter Egging's lottery card. This is a pretty quick trick. It's nearly self-contained, and I'd say it's just one level above being an entertaining throwaway effect. That's to say, you know, the effect just, it's so quick and it's got very little deck involvement. You know, if somebody wasn't paying attention for maybe 30 seconds or so, they would totally miss the effect. So it's very quick, it's a light effect. And, you know, on some levels, some people may see it as a throwaway effect. Others, you know, with a little more creativity, can stretch the effect out a bit. Now, included with the instructions are two specially printed lottery cards. Each one has a different card revelation on it. So, basically, in the effect, it looks like you scratch off the back of the playing card, sort of like a lottery ticket, a scratch ticket, and it says, congratulations, you chose the Queen of Hearts, or something to that effect. They're available in redback or blueback based upon request, depending on your favorite Magic dealer, whether they give you that option or not. And the cards are reusable over and over and over again, because at the end of the effect, the final moment is you sort of restore the back of the card. And I guess you could give it out if you wanted to, because it's just a normal card at that point. The instructions that come with this, they're very brief and they're to the point. The basic effect, once it's learned, it leaves you room, like I said before, to sort of play around with these specially printed cards. Now, the one thing I didn't like, though, with the instructions is that the ad copy for this sort of says it ends in a visual restoration of the card. Unfortunately, I mean, well, it does. And it's a very easy change, it's a very common change in Magic. But unfortunately, it doesn't leave you completely reset at the end of the change. And the instructions really don't cover how to clean up after that change. Doing so is pretty easy, but for magicians that aren't familiar with basic moves to deal with this little situation, are going to have to put the deck away and perform something else unless they can clean up the deck with a little bit of sleight of hand. There's also an alternate ending, though, that's included in the instructions. It's even easier to do than the visual change finale, and this does leave the deck in the order in which it started, so it's ready to perform again if desired. Bottom line here, despite a minor detail lacking from the instructions, Lottery Card is a fun little revelation to play around with and has real-world potential. Now, if you're a Magic dealer and are interested in carrying this product, you can contact Murphy's Magic Supplies at 916-853-9292, or you can visit them on the web at murphysmagicsupplies.com. For all other product reviews, you can check out itricks.com/reviews, and if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for future product reviews, you can send an email to Derek@itricks.com. Until next time.